Ladies and gentlemen, good evening and welcome to Edmonton Vocal Minorities Carnival. Yeah. Now, my name's Timothy Anderson. I'm your host for this evening. That's because it would be a little daunting if every single member of Edmonton Vocal Minority introduced every single tune. It's not because I have any particular talent. But I'd like to invite you all to come in, settle down, relax, get ready to feel some of the warmth of the Caribbean, of Africa, Latin America. Ladies and gentlemen, let's have a hand for Edmonton Vocal Minority. Now, you're going to be hearing a real variety this evening, and that's because Edmonton Vocal Minority is an ensemble that believes in inclusiveness, in celebrating difference, and in fact, that's reflected in the programming. So we have a fairly liberal interpretation of carnival, which means that if you do feel like taking off all your clothes and dancing in nothing but sequins, you can do that, but please don't do it in front of the choir. It might be distracting. We're going to be starting the concert this evening. First of all, you need to know that the event is co-sponsored by both EVM and Women's Space. This is really... Yes. Now, there are many things that are tying together the month of February. It's Black History Month, celebrating certain elements of our history that have not been acknowledged and that are now included. And so much of the music this evening pays tribute to the influence of Black rhythms and the whole African cultural influence. Also, of course, Women's Space, providing a place for women to make sure that herstory is as valued as history. Yes! So this is indeed an evening to celebrate that kind of inclusiveness. So everyone who has tickets to the concert this evening gets to stay for the dance at no extra charge. And we do expect to see some pretty wild dancing. So we're going to start the evening with two songs, Bonse Aba, which is a traditional Zambian number. Now, the text is perfect for this group. All that sing have a right to be called the children of God. And then there's a piece called Peace. And the poetry is by Paul Éluard, the original poetry, and it's been translated. And this was written to celebrate, it was actually written for a television show. Something good came from television. PBS, there you go. And it was written for a program celebrating the first national celebration in the United States of Martin Luther King Jr. Day. So these two pieces, perfect for February and the celebration of Black History Month and the inclusiveness of all of us in God's creation. Ladies and gentlemen, Edmonton Vocal Minority.